Justice Wisconsin, the truth, the most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM, the movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
Milwaukee, stand up, stand up.
It's Tory Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tory Lowe, from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back. We ready, we ready.
101.7, the truth. Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show, live from American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue. The movement continues. The marathon continues right here on 101.7 The Truth. Thank you for joining me for the second hour of the Tory Lowe Show. And we got guests.
Yeah, yeah.
We got guests in studio. We got Carter's Christian Academy in studio, and look,
yeah.
We got the boys basketball team in studio. Look, they just won a championship.
Again,
yeah. Back to back. They was here last time, and they won, but now we brought them back because they... Is this back to back or three?
No, this is back to back.
Okay, so back to back. And Coach Davenport, I appreciate you for your phenomenal job that you're doing.
Thank you.
With these young men. And to me, I'll tell you this, because last time we talked, we talked about how you have to take on certain duties to deal with the boys and how you, you know, have to be more than a coach.
Yeah.
And your formula they're responding to, because y'all done went back to back with the
part. They got their hardware on.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
The rings. They got the rings. Yeah. If y'all watching this, we broadcast live on 101.7 The Truth. Look, we got Carter's Christian Academy, the boys basketball team in studio, and they have won a second consecutive championship. And what? And can you describe the league, Coach Davenport?
All right, it's called FAAST. It's basically FAST.
Right.
But it's for small school like us, like alternative schools that don't have a division.
Yeah.
So from Illinois, Wisconsin, Michigan, all different type of schools meet up in Michigan and basically try to go for the championship.
And I see the rings look like
y'all
Super Bowl rings.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Ms. Williams, you got a lot of young men behind you right now, and you are definitely somebody that takes part in educating these young men. How has that been, that journey on the education side?
Well, we're going to keep it real since we on truth.
Right.
That part.
It's been a battle. It's been a battle, but you know what? We winning at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
That part.
You know, life has its obstacles. You know, even I've always told people around me, you know, there's a mountain in front of us, but God will equipped us to climb that mountain. And that's what happened here.
Right.
You know, TJ, I've been knowing him since ninth grade, and Lord have mercy, there was a mountain in front of him, but I promise you he climbed it on top because he showed out this year.
What?
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. See, and this is what I'm telling you, Truth Nation. This is why we got to, you know, make sure that we highlight the positive things that are going on in our communities and make sure to like and subscribe and view live and get in the chat and give these young men some praise. Because they could have fell into the cracks of what's going on out here in these streets. But yet they're out here competing at the highest level.
Yep.
But no.
Hey, it's powerful. It's sounding powerful now.
You know, we bite your word now. We be saying powerful. It's powerful.
Hey,
they be around the schools just saying it.
If y'all watching that as we broadcast live, show the rings. Everybody point your rings up to this camera.
Yeah.
Which camera, DJ?
16-0.
This one right here. Point your camera.
In the city.
Put your rings toward the camera.
So they can see that ring.
Look at it. Look at this. Look at these rings. Right here. Into this. Hey, look at that. See, this is where it's building character. Being in a situation where brothers are working together, you see a lot of people arguing and fighting and fussing, and they trying to work together. But when you can get it in harmony, people can accept their roles, or, you know, many times when you get a unit of people and they winning titles, the road to the title got its own story.
Mm-hmm.
The difficulties that y'all had to overcome, the situations y'all had to go through to stay focused. You know what I mean? It's not easy.
Yeah, because we was fighting.
Right. We looking at the end result. But trust me, I'm going to tell you, I bet you y'all got some stories on the journey that y'all had to overcome those battles. And really, when y'all overcame those battles, that maturity elevated y'all to a space where y'all can win. Yeah. Getting over the differences. This is why I always tell people, be a problem solver.
Absolutely.
Don't be a person that sticks around and makes drama all the time. Mm. Because the quicker you can get to the solution, the quicker you can elevate. Mm. And it looked like y'all didn't beat all the odds. Yes. And came back 2 years in a row right here on the Tory Lanez Show.
Powerful. Yes, sir.
Hey.
Powerful.
Powerful.
Well, let's introduce the boys. Name, grade, and how being a part of this team has affected your life.
I'm Terrence Macklin, class of 2025. I'm a guard for Carter Christian Academy. Can you restate your question?
Yeah, just name, what grade you in, and then how has this being a part of this program, this basketball team, affected your life?
I've been with Trey since I was a freshman, so I think, I've been here the longest. It affected my life a lot because, like, when I first came there, I was, like, low confident, I really wasn't active or talkative or...
You was quiet.
Like, yeah. And when I came there, like, the first day, it was, like, when he brought me around the people, it was, like, I can see this as family. Like, he introduced me to the team and everybody around there. And I was like, yeah, I'll stay here. And I just grew a bond with Trey. As we, like, when me and Trey first met, he wanted to kill me every day. Like, he did not like how I used to act, because I was very disrespectful. But I changed a lot, really.
For the better.
For the better.
How many points you have in the game?
Mm. How many I average?
No, you know, season average, point average.
I average like 19.
That's solid. Powerful. What position you play?
Guard.
That's what I'm talking about.
So when you said that you was disrespectful, was it to the fact that you felt that you were a man and you didn't want a man telling you what to do, or?
Me and my brother, our father was like in our life, but he wasn't, but like the stuff he would do, it do something to me, yeah, type stuff. So like when I see like another male figure trying, yeah, to do the same thing he was doing, it like be like
triggered you.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm not going for that.
Right.
I gotta stand up for myself because that's all I know.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. So with the relationship now, that would you say that he's earned your respect, and that you feel more at ease having his? You trust his leadership.
Yeah, like I ain't gonna lie. It came to the point like when I don't want to talk to nobody, I text Trey or something. Like
that's what's up.
Like if I feel like I'm finna do something. Yeah. Like, not very smart, I text Trey or something.
That's dope.
Yeah.
That's dope.
And everybody need that mentor, that person that can, that they can respect.
Yes.
And I'll tell you this, it happened to me. You know, it was a guy from the church that came. I was wilding out young. You know, I basically stopped going to school in the seventh grade. And it took somebody to mentor me, mm-hmm, and say, hey, look, you got potential. I see what you can do out here. And showing me, that's how I got into broadcasting. They took me up to Channel 14. And I started learning how to work the TV. And boom, look, I'm grown. I got my own TV show. So, like I said, you need people like that have your best interests.
Yes.
A lot of times you got friends around you and they whispering stuff to you. But you got to think, is this in my best interest?
Yeah.
All right, anybody else want to speak up and say, we got the mic right here.
Seniors.
There we go. Look at it. He came. Doing it right? He was here last year, but he wasn't as tall.
He's super tall.
What's the question?
How much have you grown over a year? That's my first question. 1 inch?
Just an inch?
Because you was kind of tall last time, yeah, but you look extremely tall right now.
Yeah, you look tall.
He got chubby. Slimmer. He got slimmer.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah. He slimmed down.
Well,
Coach got y'all running them.
Name, grade, and what this journey has meant to you.
Name, grade. Oh, Davion Johnson, 12th grade, Ford. And what's the other question?
How's this journey affected your life?
Journey affected my life. It kept me out the streets, and it got me, like, more, like you know, like, move forward, like, college-wise and stuff like that. Like, it helped me with my future.
Yeah.
I've only been here for 2 years, and them 2 years, it been good for me.
What you doing for college? You mentioned college. Where you trying to go?
What's your thoughts?
It's this one college that I'm going to visit in April. What is it called?
Amherst at Illinois, Division III.
Okay. That's what's up.
It's kind of big coming from a small school like us because we don't get looks.
Yeah, but you got, well, I was finna say something.
But it don't even matter.
You got MATC right here, and they winning.
And they turn it
in. Yeah, but I want
to go. He said he want to go out of town.
I want him out of Milwaukee.
Because sometimes being at home, doors are open for other ideas. Yeah,
but not only that, the experience of being outside of Milwaukee is going to be powerful. And I just want y'all to know that the number don't even matter. You know what I'm saying? It ain't where you from, it's how you come.
Right.
And y'all ain't finna play in that 1 year at a D3 ascend you to the top level.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? One thing about Milwaukee, we get it out the mud. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And y'all just need to know that what y'all doing is powerful and it's a lot of people coming behind y'all. Just stay consistent.
And thank y'all for being great role models.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Because the next kids, the next group, hey, look, the ones behind y'all seniors, they got a lot of expectation.
Absolute big shoes to fill.
So I appreciate y'all. Like I said, this is an amazing time, and I appreciate y'all for even coming on the show because I'm telling you, y'all think it's an honor, you know, to come on the show. It's an honor to have y'all on the show.
Yes.
To have men that are being conscious enough of their future and their ideas. It's tough when you coming up in on the blocks. It's tough to say, okay, I'm finna do this. I'm not finna do all this crazy stuff. You see people getting tricked out of their gifts every day by doing stupid stuff. But you guys are maintaining yourselves. And so for the simple fact y'all made it here, y'all got a better future, a brighter future ahead of y'all because y'all staying focused. If y'all can accomplish this together, what else can y'all do?
Mm-hmm. Anything.
Who's next? Who's next? Who's
what up? Other senior?
My other senior.
I'm Clifton Washington. Oh, you say what? Oh, my.
Name?
I'm Clifton Washington.
Grade?
I'm in 12th.
And what has this journey meant to you?
It really meant a lot because, like, at first I didn't really know none of them. This is my first year. And, like, they like my brothers now. Uh-huh. And, I ain't never had no season, like, undefeated or nothing. But, like, we go play good and stuff. And, yeah, we had to, like, overcome a lot of stuff. And we all, like, cry together. Like, stuff like that.
That part.
And, yeah.
What do you want to tell the young people out here about going to school, achieving goals, and working together?
I just want to tell them, like,
it can be done.
Oh, yeah. Go to school, do your work, and it can be done and stuff.
And where are you planning to go for college?
Elmhurst University.
Okay. Look, he said that. Yeah.
Are y'all trying to, you know, get the whole team up there?
I'm trying to, but it's a college in Kansas that wants TJ by itself.
Okay.
So I don't know, but he also got to work out with the same college also. So it's really their choice.
Right.
Okay.
And I'll tell you this, a lot of kids didn't have somebody in their corner when they graduated as a senior to help navigate that transition from high school to college. And a lot of times when a lot of these kids get done, if they're not really marquee, you know, they're trying to figure this college thing out and they want to continue. And I think that having you there to mediate this process, that's powerful.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
That's powerful.
Where are our juniors at?
Where the juniors at?
Junior, sophomore, y'all up there. Come on.
Where the juniors at?
Come on up.
Well, you know what? We're going to wait. We're going to run the break. We're going to have the juniors up next. Hey, look, we got Carter Christian Academy in the studio, 2-time back-to-back champions, Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
Don't touch that dial. The Tory Lowe Show will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. More of The Tory Lowe Show is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
First, I go whip out the bow.
101, Saving the Truth, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos. Advocate Arthur Elizabeth Brown in studio. We got guests. We got Carter's Christian Academy boys basketball team. They just won a huge tournament. And they're here in the studio. Champions got rings. How did they know what size to size the ring?
No, they not looking for.
They just, hey, the rings was, the rings was, it's like they was waiting for y'all to win or something. Hey, all right, well, we got the juniors. We heard from the seniors before we went to break, but now we have the juniors of the boys basketball team from Carter's Christian Academy. Let's start right here.
My name Nia Briggs Ross. I'm a junior, and I play guard.
You play guard? So you up next. Yeah. You think the juniors, y'all, hey, y'all got to do the 3-peat. I need to see y'all back here next year at this time. Come on now.
You already know.
How's this helped you being a part of this team?
Like, I found new relationships, like, because I ain't have relationships with them like that, but mm-hmm. basketball helped me get close to them.
And how them grades looking?
They could be better.
Miss Wings?
Oh, we own it. That's why I said they can be better, because it will be better.
The fact.
Oh, we own it.
And being as knowing that next year the expectations are high, what are you planning? How are you planning to take your game to the next level?
I'm just keep doing what I was doing. I ain't got no pressure. Well, it's pressure, but it ain't no pressure.
Hey. It's never pressure. You saying you got that Mamba mentality. That's what I'm hearing. That's what it sounds like. But let me tell y'all something. Salute and keep going. Keep doing the great work. Next, let's see. Who we got here?
My name is Breland Harper. I'm in 11th grade, and I'm a forward.
Okay, so how's this experience affected your life so far?
It affected it in a positive way. It keeps me off the streets, and just bonding with my brothers is nothing like it.
And how has being a part of this team shaped you as a person? Because with all of the things that's going on out here in the community, things that your peers are going through, how did this keep you focused?
It kept me focused by keeping me out the house. Like, being with Trey and my brothers, mm-hmm. like, I'm with them for most of the time, out the weeks, days, like, this period. I spend more time with them than I spend with my own family. So,
oh wow,
it's like
a brotherhood. Like,
yeah,
and y'all get to, you know, have a mentorship like Coach Davenport to just kind of make sure that y'all all have the like mindedness and his leadership. Salute to Coach Davenport, because a lot of these boys, that's a reflection of how you are teaching them to handle life, basically life skills.
Even though they hard headed.
He said they are. All right, well, any more
juniors? Right here.
I'm Amir McDay. I'm a junior, and I play small forward.
Small forward. And the experience. You got any kind of story or something you can tell us about what happened along the way, anything that sticks out?
It was a good experience. Got a little slight little story, but it ain't too much major. Just about just like recovering and being a better person.
That sounded powerful.
He's scared to say it, but Mir got shot.
What?
Yeah. Mir got shot in his leg in the beginning of the season before he started. Mm-hmm. So when he got back on the basketball team, he was basically recovering from the shooting. And he been bouncing back ever since.
That's why I appreciate Trey a lot.
He just don't want, he get, you know, he don't want nobody to feel sad for him and stuff like that. But
we feel sad. That's what, the fact that we understand that in the community, and that's what make it even more
powerful for y'all being here and the rings that y'all are wearing and the camaraderie that y'all doing, because we understand the community that y'all in, you know. And I want to be the first to say that I'm super proud of y'all. And we know that it ain't easy. You understand? And at the same time that we've misled a lot of y'all to believe that it was going to be easy. And if you do everything right comes to you. But that's also a lie. You know what I'm saying? You just got to work. You got to continue to work. And you have to understand that you are the leaders of your own destiny. and you guys coming together, you surviving what it is that you survived. Know that God has a bigger plan for your life. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And that you being shot is a testimony of your resilience. And now that you on this basketball team, and you, the sad part is all of these black faces, and I'm looking in y'all eyes, and it just touched my heart because this is why I go so hard. You know what I'm saying? Because I know it's hard for y'all. You know what I'm saying? And it speaks volumes about y'all, coach, you know, because we need black men to give us that leadership. You know, when you stated what how you felt and what you was going through, and a black man being consistent. This is why it's so important for us to be consistent and stand on our word, because right. Your word is everything. You ain't got nothing else.
Especially when it comes to young men.
And you know? Your work speak for itself. So, again, you should be proud of yourself. Don't be ashamed of none of that, because what you went through as a young man, some grown men ain't been able to come back from it. Yeah.
We can't hear him.
I worked hard, and it's okay for me. Like, I feel like it's okay for me really not to say nothing about it, because, like, I put in a lot of work to be better.
That part, okay.
Yeah. So you just got to work.
Yeah.
That's powerful. That's powerful. Y'all got to, look, let me tell you something. It's not easy when you got a group of black men and you're trying to manage them to stay on the straight and narrow because of the elements many times that surround us. But we're looking at a group of young black men that didn't fall in the cracks, that has a great support team around them. And this is just what's needed. I mean, the mentorship, the education, the brotherhood, that's a village. That is a village. And that's powerful. I mean, I'm going to tell you right now. I mean, y'all looking at greatness. Greatness is in the studio. Where is any other juniors on the team that want to come forward?
Can't see him, but he right here.
Okay.
My name is Brian Carmel. I'm in 11th grade, and I play shooting guard.
Shooting guard. How has this experience helped you, and how has it affected your life?
It helped me a lot because at first, nope, like, I'm not explaining it. I was an angry type of person. Like, I was quick to fight.
Had a chip on your shoulder.
Yeah, I just had a point to prove, basically. Like, I was quick to fight anybody I felt disrespected, like, that was disrespecting me.
Right.
And I feel like once I started, like, being around them, and once I, like, first met him, he didn't even like me.
Coach Davenport.
Yeah, because
that's facts.
I was just always feeling like I had to prove a point.
He had the little man syndrome.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I the Napoleon complex.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah.
And once I started like being around him, I started seeing them, and
interacting.
Yeah, I started building a bond with all of them, and it just went forward.
And that's powerful. And when did you decide that, hey, look, let me open up, let me see what's here, let me take advantage of my brothers and the coaching and the teachings? When did you make that decision? Why did you say, okay, let me calm down a little bit and trust the process?
A situation happened with me, and, like, since I always had a point to prove,
right,
I was arguing with a lot of people, and
we had his back.
Yeah, something happened, and
these was basically the whole school versus us.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and basically, they all came for it. They ain't have to, they ain't asked me. They just stepped up.
Like, they proved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They was trustworthy.
Even though BJ probably older than some majority of them, he still get treated because he's smaller.
Small, yeah.
He still get treated by the like a baby brother.
Yeah.
Even by the youngest one.
Right.
Right-hand man. Even by the youngest one, we protect BJ like he's the baby brother.
That's
or they do for sure.
Mm. But yeah, this proves me on how to respect them as much as they respect me and have my back. So this, I had to go the same way for them.
Loyalty.
Powerful.
Yeah. Hey, look. All right, Coach Davenport, now.
Hey.
You got it going. You know, they need to implement some of your strategies in a lot of these programs, because I'll tell you this. This is what it's all about, to create unity, a village, a safe space for these young men to be themselves and not feel like they have to be on the defense all the time.
Right.
And I tell people, once you put somebody on the defense, they'll never hear nothing you're talking about.
Right.
Nope.
You know, I always say it's a skill.
It is.
To lower the defenses so they can learn the teaching. Right. And that's powerful. That's a powerful testament to the way, and everybody got their own different personalities. I'm sure everybody,
man, everybody.
Got their own little niche, their own little personalities, their own little situations.
Yeah.
All our personalities.
Yeah, they all come together and then it's one big one.
Right.
But it speaks volumes about you, though, as a man, you know, to be able to humble yourself to a point of getting children that you know the majority of the time, the way that they act is a mechanism to protect themselves, you know. So for you to have the patience that you have speaks volumes.
Ms. Williamson, I'm going to tell you this. How are you handling all of this testosterone?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it's a lot. It's a lot of you know what? I give it to him. Right. I want to be honest with you. But I want to say something about Coach Trey while we on him as a topic.
Right.
He has a handshake with every last one of them, and they're different handshakes. Include me. Let's just show them because I'm happy I got a handshake. I'm in there. I got a handshake. I'm in there.
I seen that. So, last time you came in, everybody was doing a different handshake. And you explain why you do that.
Yeah. It's different because it's just it's different meaning. Like with Nas, he the shooter, so you know we do the little the back and forth slide. TJ is my team captain, but he been here the longest. Mm-hmm. So when we pat each other on the chest, on the heart, I mean we go hard for each other. Then we go head forehead for forehead like the Lions do.
Yeah,
they cub. So this probably because he the closest one to me, so that's why we do that. It's a different meaning between everybody. Orion, he my shooter. So his nickname is Rax. So when we do our handshake, at the end it go money. So it's different. This my gremlin. So when he put the mask on,
not the push out.
When we put the mask on, it's time for him to go to work.
It. Right.
Okay. He gonna do all the dirty work and same with him, like these. So it's different. It's a different story behind each handshake.
That's what's up. And it's meaningful.
It's meaningful, yeah.
And it's at a time where they when you want somebody to lock in, it sounds like, okay, this is time to lock in.
Yeah.
It kind of get them back in mentally what they here to do.
Once we do the handshake, they already know what it is.
Without even saying a word,
after we do it, it's lock-in time.
Hey, I got a quick question for the fellas. Like, so Ms. Davenport, you know, we know that feminine energy need to be there. You know what I'm saying? Like, what is it about
her? How you feeding these boys?
You know, that too.
Ms. Williamson.
We don't want no problems.
One thing I can say about my brother, not only inside the school, we connect outside the school because we also join the same church.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so Kingdom Faith Fellowship, shout out to y'all. I'm sorry.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But he takes the boys to church.
Okay.
So, you know, not only do he connect with them inside the school
outside
or
too.
Whenever they do activities, he also bring God in
them. Them as babies.
Mm. You know what I'm saying? So
that's moral foundation.
And we call that a village.
Come on.
So when you said village, you just sparked something up because I'm like, oh, our parent meetings are called the village. Mm. You know, this is the village. Back in the days, it had, it takes a village to raise a child.
Absolutely.
That's what we're doing. That's what we're trying to bring back.
Yeah.
Because it's lost.
Well, look, when we come back from break, I want to know how can we as a community continue to support what's going on at Carter's Christian Academy. Y'all doing great works with these young men. We got to support it. Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. It's the Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Bad butt. I'm on a new wave.
New wave now.
New surfboard, right?
Can I ride with you?
Yeah.
Biz up. Real road runner, I switch cars like I switch socks. But I stay down, now I'm at the top. Two-tone AP full of big rocks. It's a bird, it's a plane, no, that's Big Zop. But call me D-Lo Curry, betcha I don't miss. I need gloves on, I keep touching dogs. Diamonds doing too much shine, I don't know what time it is. Apply pressure when they see me, they know.
107 The Truth. Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. Brother Z on the ones and twos. Elizabeth Brown in studio. Carter's Christian Academy. Boys basketball team in studio. Just recently came from winning a tournament champions of, what is the tournament of title?
FAST tournament. It's called FAAST.
FAAST tournament. They back-to-back champions. Back-to-back sir. Champions. And I'll tell you this. They came in last year, and to see these young men grow from year to year for the last 2 years, and then some of them going off to college.
Yeah.
You know, we got a sophomore here, and we got a freshman. Freshman, right? A sophomore?
Freshman. Sophomore.
A freshman and a sophomore. Okay.
He just looked big.
He just looked like he a senior. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
He do look like he a senior, but let me know what time it is. Come right in here.
My name is Ryan Jenkins. I'm a sophomore. I play point guard.
Yeah, lift it up. Yeah.
My name is Ryan Jenkins. I'm a sophomore, and I play point guard.
That's what's up. So you up for the task now?
Yeah. I've been up for the task.
That's what I'm talking about. So how has this journey affected you?
It affected me. I build relationships with everybody, mm-hmm. and the coach and staff, everybody. It took me a long time for them to bring me on my show because usually I don't like talking to people.
Right.
So I'll be chilling, laid back in the back or something. But I ain't gonna lie, like growing through the season, like they brought me on my show, start being with them every day, mm-hmm. doing stuff with them every day, you know. I'm just guys.
And it seems like most of the players came in defense on defense mode, you know. And when did you decide, okay, this is where I need to be?
I really wasn't on defense mode. I was always really chill. It's just like I've been decided when I first met Coach. When I met Coach, before I met all of them, I ain't gonna lie, it was just me and Coach at first.
Right.
Because I was like, when I first came here, I was the youngest. I was the youngest out of the group. I was like in seventh grade playing on his team.
Oh.
Playing for like, what else, seventh grade playing?
For ninth grade.
Come on.
So, yeah, it was like, I've been rocking with him since then.
That's powerful.
And we won nationals then, too.
Yeah.
So you just been around, lingering around, just winning.
Yeah.
Y'all just been, you know, this is what y'all do.
Yeah.
That's powerful. All right, who we got next?
Trayvon Macklin, I'm a freshman.
You a friend, and you look like you a senior. You got a beard.
Damn. We call him Baby Trey.
Hey, look like, you know what
Lock
I mean?
Like loaded.
So how's this journey helped you out?
Good. It helped me out good. It really helped me stay out the streets and stuff because I really was in the street before I met Trey,
mm-hmm.
before I came to CCA.
And when you say in the streets, that means you was running.
Stealing cars. Oh. Being bad. I'm sorry. Yes.
Okay. So, like I said, it was something that was going on that was impacting your life in a negative way. But then this takes place, and your whole life changes.
It's really because my big brother, he pushed me to go.
Your big brother was on the team. So
it's powerful.
Now being on the team and contributing to something positive, what is the difference between going the wrong route where you could have got in trouble? And now you're on a route where it can probably take you somewhere that can better your life. What is the difference of just going through those two ideas as a young man?
Going through it, like, it's really like, I really don't know.
You can't tell the difference? Being running around stealing cars and then turning your life around into a positive way, playing basketball, and got a band of brothers that got your back. And your brother, your real brother.
Like,
you can't tell the difference?
Not really, because like I had brothers when I was doing that too. And these my brothers too. So like I was really close with all of them.
Right.
Both sides. So like
the connection was there.
Yeah.
So are you pulling the brothers that you have that was out in the street that could possibly
be all in jail?
Oh wow.
So this actually saved you. And what kept you free.
Mm-hmm.
So what is your thoughts about watching your brother, you know, becoming the man that he's becoming? Because he's a young man. How do it make you feel knowing that the positive things that he's doing, and now you're seeing the opposite of the ones you was close to in the street and seeing where that leads versus your brother getting ready to go to college, you being able to play alongside your brother and then watch him become the greatest person he can be. How does that make you feel?
Good. I really know. It's like I could get my family out the hood and stuff. So, like, I can really make it to the next level type stuff.
Okay. So it's giving you
I'm
hope.
Really following his footsteps.
That's powerful. Man, for real, that's powerful. Because hey. Y'all need to understand how powerful it is that y'all standing here, y'all got the hardware because y'all did the work. Milwaukee is the worst place to raise a black child. And y'all doing great things. And just in this room, you have a teammate who has survived being shot. You know, y'all done avoided going to jail, you know, because that's a big industry that really profit. Prey on y'all. You know what I'm saying? So it's powerful. And I just want to commend you. Just keep leaning into your brother because hey. I'm telling you, he about to do great things and you about to do great things. Y'all a part of something great. And Coach, hey, salute.
Miss, yeah. Before we get out of here, I want to know how can the community support what's going on? Miss Williams.
Man, there's so many ways to support. We do fundraisers so the boys can go out of town. We also have a fundraiser because we're taking the 12th graders on a educational trip. So if anybody want to do that, there'll be letters and posts going out on that. Right. Also supporting as far as being mentors to our young men, right. Positive mentors. This right here is helping us out because they never really experienced being on the radio. And for them to have that experience, just everything can help out to build this village up. I tell people all the time, we quick to support somebody that just got out of jail, but somebody that graduated from high school or from college, everybody forgets about them.
Right.
So you know what? Let's try to support them while they're on their way to college. Want them to feel forgotten about.
Not at all.
You know, I had a student that her parents didn't even take her to college, so we had to pack up and take her ourselves,
that
you know
village.
What I'm saying? Do a Walmart run. Mm-hmm. So, you know, supporting and helping Carter's Christian Academy.
Yeah.
We need all the support that we can get. Because
I know
anyway,
we do, like, trunk parties.
Yes.
For the community to come out and give, you know, kids
that would
certain
be awesome.
Things.
Because they need it. You
absolutely.
Know, they need it. If we can support them on the positive things, maybe things
come
will
on.
Change.
And it will.
We'll break generational curses. Because, again, when they get out of jail, everybody putting money in their hand, buying clothes
work.
And shoes. But
and
what
we can
about
avoid
when they get
jail.
Out of high school?
We can avoid jail.
Yeah.
By supporting
and
them while they're doing something positive. Come on.
And we got somebody in the chat that says, can y'all give a little bit more information on the school? Are they from here in Wisconsin? Enrollment, location? Stay on the books. No hoops with borderline grades. Get help. Don't be afraid to ask. They just want to know information, location.
I got you.
How can kids get enrolled?
Mm-hmm. So Carter's Christian Academy is on 5268 North 35th Street. When you go into that area, the schools are shaped like an African hut.
Okay.
That's why we are the village there. We go from K-4 through 12th grade. We have two different campuses. There is no perfect school, but what I can tell you about Carter's Christian Academy is that we try to make our students and their families feel like a family.
Come on.
You know, not only do we help our students, but we try to get into households too, because a household is the first thing that's
absolutely.
Messing with these kids' minds.
Right.
So if we can help heal the parent, we can heal
the
child.
Kids. Come on.
That's
you know,
powerful.
So, oh, that's powerful.
That's powerful.
So, you know, we try to go out our way. Now, I believe investing in our sanity. So we go out our way and out of our own pockets. Mr. Davenport then went out his pocket tremendously just to make sure that these boys experience things. Oh, yeah.
That's, you
oh,
said how you can help, please donate.
Yes.
And where does
so
can
y'all
go?
Have,
is it
y'all
a
got
website?
A Cash
got,
App?
So
yeah. It's got to be a website or something.
What I'm going to do is I wrote a letter and I'm going to give it to you. And it'll have all our information on there and ways to. I've wrote a letter about sponsoring a senior,
right.
Sponsoring an eighth grade. In the beginning of the school year, we have sponsor a student. Some parents claim they can't afford uniforms. So we try to give that out.
Okay.
You know, so we try to do a lot. We supply supplies to our students. So the parents don't even have to worry about that. We
powerful.
Give a student a book bag in the beginning of the school year that
okay.
is filled with supplies.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So we just try to make sure that their main focus is education, because right now education is an option in our black community.
Right.
these jobs are getting to our students more than we can, and we not going to have that.
Right.
You know, they'll say, okay, you got to work 8 hours. What you think? They're going to choose that money or choose that education?
They're going to choose that money.
They're going to choose that money. Absolutely. But if we show them that their education is their money,
come on,
we can make it.
Well,
we can
look, make it. We got Jonathan, and Jonathan Jones is in the studio. He's a singer.
Yes, yes.
And he's been working with the team in the past, and he is also a preacher that I'm hearing. He's spreading the message.
Hey,
he's out
salute.
Here spreading. And, you know, when I first met him a couple years ago at a graduation, I was invited to speak at the graduation a couple years ago, and he sung. He sang
that song.
He got that singing in. So when we come back from break, I need Jonathan to take us out. You know, at the end of this hour, I need you to give us that send me to the mountaintop. That going up yonder. I need to feel like I'm going up yonder after.
I need to hit you because you're hitting them notes.
All right. Well, look, when we come back, Truth Nation, we'll have more conversations. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
The Tory Lowe Show returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Watch out with your shoulder. Get real out of your foot.
I might swerve in that corner, whoa. Hold on tight, cause I tweaking this, telling go. And I heard that she wanna show, whoa. Me who she be, I'm kinda with it, show me some more. Tatted head to toe, could give a story rope. You wanna tweak it,
1017 The Truth, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos, Elizabeth Brown in studio. We got Carter's Christian Academy boys. Basketball champions in the studio.
Two times.
And I'll tell you this, it's been a pleasure to have y'all on the show.
Absolute honor.
But we can't leave without having Jonathan Jones.
Sang.
You know, Jonathan Jones is the spiritual. I call him the spiritual leader. He leads by the spiritual, the doing the scriptures, the prayer.
Let's get
you need that. You need that
absolutely.
Coming together. I was the one on my football team that prayed for everybody. I was the one.
That's him.
And I was in the choir. I was also the captain on defense too. So I prayed. I was like, all right, you know, I had you know, leave everybody on the field laid out. You know, that we ready to come here to win. You know what I mean? So I understand it when you have to have that spiritual aspect too, because that's a part of being tapped in as well. So, hey, look, you had played a song last time, the champion song.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
I loved it.
Oh, my goodness. That's powerful.
Yeah.
So we got to have you back. Come in your own way, Jonathan.
Let's get it.
All right. Now, I was kind of different on what, because I'd be nervous at times. But I guess I can encourage the people with this. As soon as I stop worrying how the story ends, I let go and I let God have his way. And that's when things start happening. When I stop looking at back then, I let go and I let God have his way. 'Cause it won't always be like this. The Lord will protect that concerning you. Oh, sooner or later, it's gonna turn in your favor. It's turning around for you.
Amen.
Hey.
Can the church say amen?
Hey.
Amen.
And on that note, salute to Carter's Christian Academy.
Salute.
Champions, two-time champions back-to-back.
We love y'all.
Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.